Why have you brought me back here? God, I dropped poli-sci as a major for good reason. And I said good riddance back then. Why have you brought me here?
Alabama Senator Katie Britt gave the Republican rebuttal to President Biden's State of the Union address.
No rebuttal.
I love the NPR announcer.
42 years old is the youngest Republican woman ever to serve in the U.S. Senate. In her remarks, she was critical.
This one I am going to have to turn the volume up a little bit because she spurs.
Serving the people Fair of enough. The great state of Alabama and the United States Senate. However, that's
what's
not
great
the
about Alabama?
Most
Hell yeah, sister. Let's bring it.
And mom of two school-aged kids.
What does God
my
need with Alabama?
And my son Ridgeway.
Ridgeway. Ridgeway.
Where do people get these names? Do you just like
Ridgeway?
Talladega.
Ridgeway spelled with an H after the I to really accentuate it.
Like so many families across America. My husband Wesley and I just watched President Biden's State of the Union address from our living room.
And we had some choice opinions.
Was the performance of a permanent politician. Who has actually been in office for longer than I've been alive. One thing is clear, though. President Biden doesn't get it. He's out of touch. Under his administration...
And we're out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, that's
our
the
communities
episode.
Are less safe, and our country is less
Why
secure.
Is she so fucking breathy?
I just wish he understood... What real Oops. Families are facing Bad around coaching. Kitchen tables just like this one. You know, this is where our family has tough conversations.
Is that why she's in the kitchen?
It's
just
where
so
we
she
make
can make
hard
that
decisions.
Yeah. You know what? It's a hell of a statement, too.
Ugly. I forgot. Who
it's
was
really
it said
it's
it,
really
someone,
Tran wife of her.
When they cut away to her, someone. God's guidance. Again, for like
wait, Mancini, shut up. We're praying for God's guidance. You're not included.
Yeah, we need to pray. That's true.
And so tonight, the American family needs to have a tough
cut away
no,
to
exactly.
Bruce Wayne's kitchen.
Because the truth is, we're all worried about the future of our nation. The country we know and love seems to be slipping away, and it feels like the next generation will have...
I mean, Natalie Portman's a better actress than her.
It's so surreal to hear her, because if you would have just blindfolded me and have me listen to this audio, it sounds like she's on the verge of tears, where...
Oh, she very clearly is.
She's trying to smile as wide as she can.
So much.
Enterprise, Alabama, to be elected to the United States Senate at the age of 40. Growing up,
yeah, she's 42. I couldn't believe it either.
Wow.
She's beyond the fuckable age. I'm sorry.
I never could have imagined what my story would entail.
I'm not even touching that.
What the American dream can do.
No one's touching that. She's beyond the age, Brian.
Hey, she's married.
It's true.
Doesn't stop anyone else.
Then again, Biden's married, so
right now,
Trump's married.
Every pot finds a lid. Come on.
Hillary Clinton stood by her man, so...
Many families.
Enough with the families. Come on, families. We get it.
Union begins and ends with this.
Oh, God.
Our families are hurting. Our country can do better. And you don't
Why is she about to cry?
Further than the crisis at our southern border to see it. President Biden inherited the most secure border of all time. But minutes after taking
see,
office,
Andrew's losing
he
it.
Suspended
see,
all deportation.
If I remember correctly, because I was alive during the Trump era, believe it or not.
Okay, so you can speak on it. You can speak on it. All right.
Yeah. Last I checked, the border was never safe because of the Democrats' obstruction. They keep obstructing. There's so much obstruction from the Democrats. The border would never be safe. I want it to be safe, but Nancy, I mean, the Speaker of the House, or as I call her, Nancy, doesn't want the border.
Wait, I want to hear her approach, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Share her story with me. She had been sex trafficked by the cartels starting at the age of 12. She told me not just that she was raped every day, but how many times a day she was raped. The cartels.
Now, did this conversation actually happen, or is she just bullshitting?
In a shoebox.
I could have sworn it was BS. I thought I heard a fact check that was like, yeah, this is not true.
over and over again for hours and hours on end. We wouldn't be okay with this happening in a third world country. This is the United States.
That's really confusing.
But it does happen in a third world country.
In my opinion, that we start acting like it. President Biden's border.
Oh, I love her indignant shake of the head. Oh, we're the problem, guys.
And to Matt's point, the breathiness.
Yeah, like, you know what? I just have to say it. I have to say it. It's really hard to hear you talk about. I'm sorry.
She's probably doing that thing where it's like you put a vibrator on and you just see how long you can go without orgasming on camera.
Just think about Lincoln Riley. In my neighboring state of Georgia, this beautiful 22-year-old nursing student went out on a jog one morning, but she never got the opportunity to return home. She was brutally murdered by one of the millions of illegal border crossers President Biden chose to release into our homeland.
Is border crossers like the new slur? Like, was aliens out of date? I mean, you shouldn't use either, but like,
my daughter.
But you had the like the cherry picked term for yours.
Finally, across the border, no one can hear you scream.
But he refused to take responsibility for his own actions. Mr. President, enough is enough.
Innocent. Oh, mom's American putting her foot down, guys.
Dying, yeah.
And you only have yourself to blame. Fulfill
She's
your
putting her foot down.
Office.
She's not getting McDonald's for dinner after class.
End this we have crisis. McDonald's at home.
Stop. Ridgeway's going to hear it at school tomorrow.
Sadly, God. We know that President.
Ridgeway, why did your mommy say no?
Oh man, her kids got teased into oblivion for this. I'm sure. Sure.
We have
Ridgeway,
the worst
your kitchen looks like shit
in 40 years and the highest credit card debt in our nation's history. Let that
Come on, you're a mom of two. You should know a thing or two about overspending. Get the fuck out of here.
Today, and with soaring mortgage rates and sky-high childcare costs, they're also struggling to how to plan for tomorrow. The American people are scraping by. Well, President Biden proudly proclaims that Bidenomics is working.
Why are
Excuse me. Every Republican thinks that Reaganomics was like a godsend. Shut the fuck up.
I'll never forget stopping at a gas station in Chilton County one evening. The gentleman working the counter.
She just sounds so like sure of herself, like Facebook mom sure, like overly confident when she doesn't.
Between going hungry or going without his medication. He said, I did everything right. I did everything I was told to do. I worked hard. I saved. I was responsible.
That's called capitalism, my dear.
Could have been Poor Rich. Did you try that?
Similar concerns.
Did you try being Poor Rich?
Have you tried pulling yourself up from your bootstraps?
Whether I'm at my kids' games. But let's be honest. It's been a minute since Joe Biden pumped gas. Ran a carpool, or even pushed a grocery cart. Meanwhile,
you know what? The rest of us I will give her that. I feel like and we know the bourgeoisie exists in a separate world where they do not know and the financial difficulties or like the financial like line items. Like I remember there being some news article about like Bill Gates or Ellen DeGeneres not even knowing what a gallon of milk costs. I think it's kind of that same vein, which, okay, fair enough, but it's still very preachy and proselytizing.
Well, Trump suggested that you needed to show an ID card to buy apples. Like, when you buy your groceries, you need your ID. Everybody in America needs an ID, and this was part of his whole shtick.
Do you think maybe he was thinking that you buy iPads at the grocery store?
No, he literally was like, when you buy your groceries, you need an ID. If you need an ID for groceries, you need an ID to vote. And it was like, wait, I need an ID to buy Cheetos?
Doesn't mean what it used to
I need an
Don't
ID
say Cheetos around him.
From abandoning our allies in his disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. To
again,
desperately pushing another
2 years ago
deal with Iran.
Wasn't it?
President Biden has failed.
Like, it was a different story 20 years ago when people were like, 9-11, even though it was like 3 years later and George Bush got reelected. But now it's like, I don't know, January 6th, withdrawal from Afghanistan. I think we've pretty much forgotten about both.
Iran's terrorist proxies have slaughtered Israeli Jews and American citizens. They've targeted commercial shipping, and they've attacked our troops nearly 200 times since October, killing 3 U.S. soldiers and 2 Navy SEALs.
Okay, that's a leap.
Meanwhile, the Chinese Communist Party is undercutting America's workers. China is buying.
Why are you smiling about that?
I was gonna say, yeah. You look a little insidious there, Miss Britt.
She ordered like $100 of Temu right before.
You see.
Oh gosh, she's smiling again.
Oh jeez.
The Chinese Communist Party.
The CCP knows, but it's okay because I read the Epic Times.
Oh,
I know better.
And what does President Biden do?
Why is she giving fuck me eyes right now?
I don't know. It's really, it's just so incongruent. Like, her message is, she wants her message to be so,
you can't make this stuff up.
Like, it hits the mark, but you're just, you're giving me a different message here.
Faced national security threats with strength and resolve. That seems like ancient history. Right now, our commander-in-chief is not in command. The free world deserves better than a dithering and diminished leader.
America. Whoa, the anger here.
Wow. way to use the alliteration there.
Okay.
And a strong defense. Or I guess, as a different emperor would say, good, I suppose. Wow, Katie.
Just ask yourself.
The Empress.
Are you better off
the galaxy
than you were?
Dune will be yours forever.
There's no doubt.
Matt, did you see Dune?
And it doesn't.
Not yet. I haven't had time. I've been in rehearsal.
Sebastian, what about you?
He's a theater kid, and no, I have not.
But here's the good news.
I prefer to read books, not see washed out. Yeah, I'm just kidding. I heard it was really good though.
It was great. Andrew and I had a gay old time, didn't we, Andrew?
Lisa Nogaib.
Yep. Well.
Oh, that's what we should have done during the standing.
Oh yeah, Lisa Nogaib.
And I know the choice the Republican Party is fighting.
Every time people applauded Trump.
Wait, hold on. Who's she gonna endorse? Parents. As if it wasn't obvious?
Parents?
And we want to give you and your children the opportunities to thrive. And
no, you don't.
Screw those of us without kids, huh?
We support continued nationwide access to in vitro fertilization. We want to help loving moms and dads bring
Was that ever a threat? Into was that ever
Whoa.
Is that there is
that's
no
interesting.
I never knew that was a conservative stance. I always thought if you can't pop out babies, fuck you, tonight. Need not apply, and it has to be
it's
the natural,
unnatural.
Way.
To the it's against God, didn't you know?
I was gonna say, why is she endorsing it? That's
well, many of whom I know
it was Trump, I think, was the one that changed this culture war on its head because he was like, IVF is a good thing. And then all of a sudden, Republicans were like, yes, we love IVF now.
I mean, I guess if it gives birth to more turning point representatives, then that's fine. But
yeah.
Hear you. And we
more kids to mow the lawn for Trump to be
wait,
like,
wait.
You know, hey, did you vote?
Back right? Who she say she's behind sitting here?
I know you're probably disgusted by most of what you see going on in Washington, and I'll be really honest with you. You're not wrong for feeling that way.
Look, I'll be really honest with you. No one else is. Listen to me, the Messiah.
I can promise you one thing.
I'm back.
It's
worth it. So I am asking you, for the sake of your kids and your grandkids, get into the arena. Every generation has been called to do it hard.
No. Get into the arena, translated on my side. We
always
answer
that call. It's who we are. Never forget, we are steeped in the blood of patriots who overthrew the most powerful empire in the world. We walk in the footsteps of pioneers who tamed the wild.
We know the pioneers and the boulders.
The flame of freedom as the liberators
of SpongeBob, bitch.
We continue to draw courage from those who bent the moral arc.
So said Thomas Jefferson.
God.
And when we watch SpongeBob, because Tree of Liberty must be DNA contains
shed with the blood of patriots or something or another.
What tangent is she going on? What?
Your DNA feels like it's been a.
This feels like it's been a fucking hour, and it's only 17 and a half minutes. Oh my god.
And we're almost done. Thank god.
God.
Our history has been written with the grit of men and women who got knocked down.
I would hate for this to be a propagandist film in a POW camp.
We are here because they back.
I don't know. This does remind me of the North Korean anchor lady.
Our moment to stand up and prove.
It's like our supreme leader. What a great guy.
Protecting the American dream. Together, we can reawaken the heroic spirit of a great nation.
Because see, this is where a bald eagle would screech. You know, that would be perfect. Destiny.
I mean, I don't know why she's saying awaken, because now this is absolute nightmare fuel. I'm not sleeping again.
You're putting me to sleep. Tables,
just like Brit is my nightmare demon.
With moms and dads just like you. And you are why I believe with every fiber of my being that despite the current state of our union, our best days are still ahead. May God bless you, and may God continue to bless these United States of America.
God, it felt like it was going on forever. I can't believe it's over. I can't believe the dead radio silence is what I'm hearing now, because it's like I really thought that she drew out her words there at the end to make it go longer. And I gotta say, Miss Britt, Louisa May Alcott, Susan B. Anthony, Clara Barton, Nellie Bly, Amelia Earhart. These women walked so that you could run, but you fucking face planted. I'm sorry. That was so... I'm out of words. Someone please end this before I do. To me.
Well.
But Seb. Don't you feel inspired having been steeped in the blood of patriots and walking in the footsteps of pioneers?
I gotta be honest. That was a pretty badass line. If there's one key takeaway, it's the fact that her speech could literally be used if thrown into an AI generator with video and images. It could literally be a movie trailer.
I mean, I'm convinced Katie Britt. The Gom Jabbar. Like, I'm pretty sure she put her hand in the box, had the needle on her neck. Like, by the end of it, you know, it was clear she would be the Messiah. And
have
the religious
movement
would rise up because of America's greatness.
Have I seen Saturday Night Live recently? No. Why? Primarily cringe. But did Scarlett Johansson probably knock it out of the park? Probably. When she did this.
Oh, she did. She did.
Okay. Cool. Oh, then that's my review on it.
All right, well.
That was just a preview for Civil War in April.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to it. Hey, do your taxes before the war pops off.
That's a film review that I don't think we're ready for. Anyway, Andrew, should we say Lisa Nagaib one more time?
Lisa Nagaib!